This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Melbourne's rising up with the fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's newest breakfast team. You're listening to Rise Up with Ginny and Adam.
Speaking of great choices, we've got the next Molly Meldrum online. I'm quite excited.
We do. His name is Brian. He hosts a blog called The Aussie Word. Now, he's gone out there. He does all these interviews with celebrities. He says, I have a day job, but I think he just cruises around in private jets and interviews people all over Hollywood. Isn't that right, Brian?
Absolutely, guys.
Oh, Brian, I envy your life so much that you come up with all this goss, and I don't know how you dig it up, but tell us, you've got some goss on who's been nominated for the best song ever, one of our Aussie girls.
I do. It's our very own Kylie Minogue. Well, we all know she's sort of had a little bit of bad news lately when she split with Andreas, but she's been nominated World's Best Song at the 2013 World Music Awards. Can you believe it?
Well, this is exciting for us because Australia doesn't get many accolades, and any accolade we can claim, we will claim it. And this is great.
Go, Kylie.
This is for Limpido, which is her duet with Laura Pausini. And there is a Spanish version of the track available. Do you know what the word Limpido means, guys?
It sounds like an alternative for libido. No?
A savoury dish?
When you translate the word, it means clear in English. And the song has reached number one in Italy. So our girl has got another number one.
Fantastic. Oh,
she's big in the UK. She's big in Italy. What's next for her?
She'll be like Andreas who?
Now,
well, also,
she's on The Voice shortly on the UK and a brand new album out next year. So lots to look forward to for all of us Kylie fans.
Absolutely. Speaking of new albums, I believe another Aussie talent is releasing a Christmas album.
Yes, that's Anthony Kalia. And can you believe it's only 8 weeks till Christmas?
8 weeks?
Can you... all the propaganda's out. Like, all the merchandise is out. All the spirit is
going. You know what? I'm Jewish. That explains why. Got it, right.
So I've got your perfect stocking, fella. Brand new album. It's called This Is Christmas. And it's a Christmas release from Anthony Kalia, which is produced by John Foreman. And also features some special guests, which is the very own Tim Campbell.
Oh.
Susie O'Hearn, and an appearance on guitar by Stuart Fraser from Noisework.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
And yes, we will hear tracks First Noel, Silent Night, Oh Holy Night, and Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and that is out on November 8th.
All right, make sure you get that and fill it into your stocking. Now, I heard a lady who's almost as old as my grandmother is about to do a national tour in the United States. I'm like beside myself. I cannot imagine getting out of bed at that age, let alone touring around the country, singing in front of thousands of people. Sherry's back on tour. Is that correct?
She is, Ginny. She's back on the road. And believe it or not, after an extended farewell tour and a Las Vegas residency, Sher is back, and proving she really isn't done with the tour. In support of her album, Dressed to Kill, which is out now, and the tour opens on March the 22nd in Phoenix, Arizona.
And runs
right up until July 11 in San Diego.
Well, I've got to say, she's, 67, touring around. Where does she get the energy to do this?
Busting a hip all over the US, it seems like it.
But for the Aussie fans, never fear. So if it's anything like the last tour, you just never know. She might just pop on over to Australia. And she has got a brand new single out. It's called I Hope You Find It. And it's the second single from the latest album, which is her 25th album, if you can believe that.
Jeez,
or not.
Jeez Louise.
25th. That's almost old as me. She's released as many albums as my age, really.
That's right. The new album's called Closer to the Truth and has debuted at number 3 in the US, and it's became her biggest, highest solo.
There you go. So,
yes, it's even beat that 1998 album, Believe. And the track is sort of like a country ballad, and is almost likened to a sequel to Just Like Jesse James. It's an amazing track.
Fantastic. Well, we're glad that Sher is back on the tour bus, I guess, or all around America, and hopefully she will be coming down here.
It would be great to see her. We do love those sorts of ladies popping into our country every now and again.
We do, don't we? Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Brian, and for all the gossip, the news, the interviews, and to see you partying with all the rock stars. Where can they head?
Over to theaussieword.com.
Awesome. We'll catch you next week. Thanks, Brian.
Melbourne's airway. waves are changing and you're invited for the ride. Rise up with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.